Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he thought he hit a man on a dark highway, but there was no body, no damage, and no explanation.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? So you can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to our archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
Woo-hoo! I sure am. Hey, I have I have an update. And I'll back up a little bit just to catch everybody up in case you didn't hear this earlier. But you guys know that I moved into a new house. We've been talking about it, talked about the pet cemetery and all those different kind of odd things that go with this house. I moved in. It's super cute.
Really cute.
I sent Carol a couple pictures. Looks just like me, right?
It's really, really cute.
I actually have a wall of honor for my, best albums of all time. Mm-hmm. And so I've been ordering albums that have been coming in. Today, I got a new copy of Dark Side of the Moon to put up there. You know, like I'm getting, you know, it's me. The house is me. Not everybody would have Dark Side of the Moon framed and up on the wall, but I do, you know. Okay, so we talked about shortly, and I mean within 3 or 4 days maybe of living here, I told you guys that I was asleep and woke up in the middle of the night because I thought I heard someone knocking on the
mm-hmm.
door.
Mm-hmm.
Sat there looking around the room, waiting. You know how you do? It's like, wait to see if it happens again. You know, do I need to do anything or not? Right? Is it all quiet? And it was just all quiet. And so I'm like, okay, maybe I just dreamt that. You know, okay, go on. Like a week later or so, I was sleeping, but I was in that weird twilight place of sleep where you're kind of in between. You're just starting to doze off. Heard a knocking. And it was like, knock, 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 right? And I knew it came from the closet behind. And my back was to my closet. And I knew that's where it came from. So I sat up, I'm looking at my closet, waiting, and nothing. Okay, you know. And so maybe I'm just dreaming it. Okay, you know, the first one I was sound asleep, it woke me up. Second one, I'm starting to fall asleep, it's waking me up. So maybe 3 or 4 nights ago, I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Too much information, I know, but I'm sitting on the toilet.
We all do, Kathy. Nobody's surprised okay. that you had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Okay. And my bathroom wall, I share with my bedroom. And on the other side of the bathroom, you know, where my bed is, my closet. And I'm going to the bathroom and I hear this loud thump, like something dropped on the floor real loud. And I thought, my first thought was, did Madden, my dog, jump off the bed? And if he is, why isn't he coming in here? It's very unusual for Madden to wake up in the night. He's an old dog. He sleeps. And I thought it would be weird, but maybe he needed to go outside or something for whatever reason. But why isn't he coming in if that's what he did? Because it sort of sounded like something like that. And I get up and I, you know, finish up. And I go back into the bedroom and Madden is over on my bed sound asleep. And I'm looking around, what was that loud? And it sounded like something hit the floor in my bedroom, other side of the wall. Okay. And so then last night.
Did you investigate? Did you look in the closet to see if anything looked out of place?
I did. I could find nothing.
Okay.
Anywhere that looked like anything fell at all.
Is that a wall that would have pipes?
And no.
Okay.
Not at all. And so, but it sounded like, you know, if you had a dog, the trouble was it would be a bigger dog than Madden. And that's why I thought, Madden, you know, because it sounded just like maybe a big dog jumped off the bed.
Yeah, I can tell my cats when they jump off the bed which one it is, because one is heavier than the other.
Yeah, and so I was like, but it sounded like a little heavier dog than like Madden would be. So it was a heavy thump, but nothing. So last night, get ready, go to bed, and I'm laying there. I did the New York Times puzzle stuff for a while. So I'm wide awake. I turn off the lights. I roll over, and within a minute or two, I'm wide awake. I hear a knock on the closet
door. Oh, no.
And it's a knock.
I can't stay at your house. No.
And it's a knock. Way. And it scared the shit out of me. Like my heart was pounding. My blood is racing. Like I'm shaking. I don't know what to do because there is something on the other side of my closet door. And I thought, what the hell do I do? And I thought, I don't want to open the door because, well, my closet has shelves and is full of, you know, like the clothes hang in such a way and it kind of has shelves for shoes and things like that. Like a person can't stand in my closet, right? I mean, it's not like somebody could be in there. And I'm like, I reached over and I got my phone and I got on Spotify and I put some music on real loud so that if it wanted to do it again, I wouldn't
hear it.
So you guys, what do you think? Like before I kept saying, oh, I was just asleep or I just dreamt it. But it's weird because like, why would I dream that? Now, last night it was not three knocks. It was two. Knock, knock, like that. But today I got up, after I got up and stuff, broad daylight and everything, I have messed with my closet all, you know, off and on all day, trying to find a way that something could knock and make that noise. And there's just nothing. I don't have central air or heat that, you know, would blow. And it is such a not, it's such a person knocking sound. It's not like, oh, the door's a little loose and it banged into the other door or something. This is, it's absolutely a knock.
That is crazy.
And it just, like last night, it scared the crap out of me.
And I don't like it at all.
Something weird is going on and I don't know what it is. You know, I got the pet cemetery and then I feel like that a pet jumped, you know, which is weird, but I don't know. Do I have a pet dog? But then that wouldn't explain why it's an actual sounding like a person knocking. Mm, but it sounded just like somebody knocked on the closet. It wasn't it was not like, and I, like I said, I messed a mess today trying to recreate anything so that, you know, I could go, oh, there it is. That's it. You know,
and when I come to Oregon next time, I am so happy that your son has a spare room.
Yeah. Well, but you can sleep in the other room.
How do we know there's not closets knocking in there? Have you slept in there?
No, but no? Colby has. My son has. And he said it was fine.
Okay.
So I don't, or, you know, or is it just me? Is it one of those weird just me things again? You know, we've always said that wherever I move, it doesn't really matter because something's going with me, you know, and it, so I don't know. Now, Eric from Central Illinois messaged me and he said he feels like it's just the spirit of a deceased loved one that's letting me know they're around or something. I could have bought that up till last night. And the reason last night is because it scared me so bad.
God, it was, no shit.
You know, I was really shaky. And bizarrely weird, the only thing I could think to do was just turn the music up really loud so I, you know, couldn't hear it.
Mm-hmm. I would have probably gone and slept in the living room. I'd have just completely gotten out of bed.
I don't know. I might have to do that tonight if it happens again. I don't know. It's just very strange. And the thump, Well, and these are like, you know, I know we've talked a little recently about hallucinations and dreams and this and that, and I could have maybe written that off on the first two things, though it's odd I would be dreaming just a knock, you know, nothing else, and it would, you know, go. But this one, I was not asleep. I had just rolled over to go to sleep when it happened. So I was wide awake. Now, here's an interesting caveat. Madden does nothing.
So did you hear it? Like I was talking about in the episode when we were talking about dreams, that I heard something hit my house, but my dog didn't react. So did something Madden hit my house?
Madden didn't react, but the way I did, there is absolutely zero way. And I was wide awake, Carol. I had just rolled over. Like, I'd been working on the crossword puzzle and stuff from the New York Times. So I was wide awake, not thinking about anything creepy at all. Just thinking I didn't understand what, you know, eight across was or whatever. You know,
what could that have been?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, it just... it's the strangest thing. And okay. But Madden has not responded to it.
Because even, and
yes,
you know,
Madden is old and
but
so forth.
Dogs are good at sensing things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that, I don't know.
So I'm a little bit like, okay, so why isn't Madden jumping? And but it's like scary. I'm shaking. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm throwing it out there. I'll keep you guys all posted. If anybody has any thoughts, if we have any, you know, people with psychic abilities out there and you're getting vibes, let me know. Because, you know, I got to live here. And I love the house.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest. I love it. It's me. It is totally a me house.
May I suggest an extra Tylenol PM tonight?
Oh, that's an idea. I love the NyQuil. You know?
Yeah, you take that.
Yeah, so I will keep you guys posted.
Well, let's talk about a story. Okay. And this one says, this is something I've gone back and forth on for years about whether I should even tell it because it sounds unbelievable. Oh, excuse me. Not because it sounds unbelievable, but because I didn't actually see what happened. I was there, but I wasn't awake for the part that mattered. All I have to say is what my friends told me afterward and what he did because of it. So this happened when we were teenagers. My friend, I'll call him Mike, had just bought his first vehicle. It was an older pickup with a shell over the bed, nothing fancy, but he loved it. Around that same time, he got into a big argument with his parents. One of those fights that feels like the end of the world when you're young, and instead of cooling off, he decided he was done and took off. He called my house. It was still daylight. No panic, just a flat tone like he'd already crossed some kind of line. He told me he left home and asked if I wanted to hang out with him for a bit, maybe take a little road trip. So I asked my parents. They gave me a little cash for food and gas. That makes me laugh because I can't imagine. I don't know when this happened. But I can't imagine a parent now going, oh, you want to go with your teenage friends somewhere? Sure. But I was just telling some of my friends about when I was 15 and I went to Denver with a bunch of my friends and we spent the night in a hotel. We're all 15. Yeah. There was one 16 who had a driver's license.
Are you kidding?
And, I remember asking mom, can I go? I even told her, I want to go to Denver to see Lynyrd Skynyrd. And mom's like, okay. I hope you got some money because I ain't going to give you any. I'm like, yeah, I got money. I worked all the time.
You work. I get it.
Because it makes me laugh. That seems so unbelievable. But at the same time, that was my life. That was your life. Sure.
Go ahead. Totally.
Be back Monday morning. You got school.
Yeah.
So anyway, they gave some food for gas and reminded him to be back before school.
They did not give him food for gas.
Oh,
you just said they gave him food for gas.
How about they gave him cash for food and gas? I left out an important word.
I like that. Yeah.
Let's see. He thanked me for coming along, apologized after I admitted I had lied to my parents. I don't know what he lied about exactly. We didn't talk too much about the fight, we just drove. At some point, we crossed into Minnesota. It was fall, cold but not freezing. And I don't know, they might have lived right across the state line. This might have only been 20 miles. No snow yet. Eventually, fatigue caught up with us. We pulled into the parking lot of a Taco John's late at night. That was when we both silently agreed it probably wasn't smart to keep going farther from home. We argued about who was going to sleep in the bed of the truck. Neither of us wanted to, so Mike crashed back there, and I stayed in the passenger seat. He handed me his Walkman to pass the time. Okay, so this was a while ago. I remember listening to a cassette straight through until the batteries died. Definitely a while ago. After that, I just stared out the window until I finally fell asleep. Next thing I remember is waking up to tapping on the window, and it was a police officer. For a second, I had no idea where we were. We were pulled over on the side of a highway. Headlights passing by, everything was disorienting. The officer asked me a bunch of questions, where we'd been, if we'd been drinking. Once he realized I'd just woken up and wasn't intoxicated, he left me alone. Mike got a ticket. When we pulled back onto the road, I asked him what happened. How long had I been asleep? Why were we so far away from where we'd stopped? And he didn't answer. He just stared ahead, gripping the steering wheel. I asked again and again. Finally stopped because I thought maybe he was upset about the ticket. So I left him alone. I turned on the radio to break the silence. He seemed to snap out of whatever trance he'd been in and started shouting, asking if I could believe what just had happened. He wasn't making sense. His breathing was fast, his words tumbling over each other. I shut the radio off and I told him to calm down. And then he said, "I don't care about the ticket. We are never going back there, ever." We were low on gas, so he pulled into the next station. While he filled it up, I stretched my legs and tried to shake off the stiffness. When he got back in the driver's seat, he didn't start the truck. He turned to me and asked me to swear that I'd believe what he was about to say. He told me that when he woke up and saw me asleep in the passenger seat, he decided not to wake me up and figured I deserved to rest after killing the batteries in his Walkman. He got back on the road to find food and batteries. Somewhere along the way, he got lost. No GPS back then, no phone, just dark roads he didn't recognize. That's when he said a man ran into the road. Not stumbled, not stood, he ran. Mike said he slammed on the brakes but still hit him, or at least he was sure he did. But there was no impact, no bump, no sound. He pulled over immediately, ran out panicking, expecting the worst, and the man was lying on the ground. Mike called out to him asking if he was okay, no response. He said he looked like the guy was hurt badly. When he leaned down to check on him, the body moved. Mike said the shape stretched upward, far taller than any person should be. The clothes seemed to hang off it like they were growing with it instead of staying in place. He said the face looked decayed. He fell backward in shock. The thing stood there, towering over him. He ran. He said he doesn't remember getting back into the truck, just driving. No thoughts, no decisions. It was just instinct. By the time I woke up, it was over. I wanted to believe he was exaggerating or messing with me or making excuses for getting lost, but then he sold the truck. Not long after that, we got back, he sold it. That truck meant everything to him. He'd worked hard for it, loved it, and suddenly wanting nothing to do with it. He didn't even buy another vehicle for years. He got in trouble with his parents after the speeding ticket came to light. My parents found out. The whole thing blew up in a way only teenagers' disasters should. But after that trip, something changed. Whatever anger or restlessness we'd been carrying burned itself out. Mike and I are still friends. I didn't see what he saw. I can't explain it. All I know is that something happened on that road that scared him so badly that he walked away from something he loved. And that tells me more than words ever could. I didn't see who that was from. So it could be that Mike was having some sort of mental breakdown. And imagine this whole thing. It could have been some weird paranormal experience because we've heard of the people in the middle of the road.
Okay, I have a couple points I just need to clarify so I can get my head wrapped around it. So when the person who wrote the story woke up, there was a policeman tapping on the window.
He was getting a speeding ticket. Yeah.
He was getting a speeding ticket. It had nothing to do with the hitting the thing.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And he was speeding away after he had this terrible experience. And it scared him so bad.
That's my guess.
And okay.
That's guy who wrote it sleeps like teenage boys do, and they could sleep very hard.
Yeah.
And he's got no problem being sound asleep.
So Mike fell asleep and slept through the incident where he hits the guy, gets out of the car.
Well, Mike is the guy who was driving. And
Yeah, you're right. I mean, but okay, so the...
Let's call him Jim. So Jim, he's the one who's asleep.
But he's asleep and sleeps through this whole thing.
Whole entire thing. So it's like Mike thinks he hit somebody. Did he hit somebody? Had he been, you know, what was the deal with his parents? Is he having some issues mentally? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, he was super bummed out. He was, you know, bad enough that it's like, let's just get in my truck and drive, man.
And that I understand. Like, we were teenagers. We totally get it. I did that on more than one occasion. Let's go to wherever.
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. I'm sure I did that. I, you know, had plenty of fights with my mom, and I left the house many times.
I'm surprised first time hearing of this.
But with that said, the reason it makes me wonder if this was some sort of hallucination or just, you know, he was really, really tired and stressed and maybe even fell asleep and, you know, whatever, is because Jim slept through it all. And I can see teenage boys sleeping hard, but hitting somebody and
now,
then
let me look back because he said it was weird because man ran onto the road. He slammed on his brakes, but still hit him.
Yeah,
there was no impact, no bump, no sound. So there was no feeling in the truck like he had hit him.
But he stops, gets out.
Because he
goes
saw
over
it.
There.
So it makes
but
you.
But he does.
But then he sees it turn into some weird.
Weird Mothman creature, weird thing. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. But all of this happens and Jim sleeps through it. That's the part that that surprises me.
But see, it's not so surprising if nothing ever hit the truck and all it was he's driving down the road. It didn't do anything. There was no bump. There was no screech. There was no. And Mike gets out and that happens. Like, I would have thought the weird thing is that Mike would have woke him up. Dude, like, I can't believe this just happened. But I think it's even weirder that Mike let him sleep through it.
But I'm sure Mike hit the brakes.
But how did Mike get, after that happened, how did Mike get back in the car and just let him sleep? He's look over and go, oh, I just hate to wake him up. Tell him about the weird creature.
Well,
I
took it. He was asleep.
Jim looks so peaceful.
Well, I took it maybe...
You know,
I think
that's
maybe he was
weird
asleep in the back. I think he wasn't right next to him. I think maybe he was asleep in the back.
No, because it said that Mike got into the bed of the truck and he was in the passenger side. So Jim never moved. So that's the part that feels weird to me.
Okay,
like, I'm just going to let him get some.
There's just like, I'm just like, how could all of this action be happening, you know, 1 foot away or 2 feet away from Jim? And he doesn't hear any of it. And wouldn't Mike go, oh my God, I just hit somebody or something.
The
right?
first thing you would do would be wake up Jim.
You
would get back in there and go,
yell. Like,
oh
when
my
you
God.
Saw him run out.
We got to
like,
get
oh
out of
God.
Here. We got to get out of here. You know, you'd be panicked.
Yeah, or we got to get help or something. Or like, oh my God. Like, if you thought you were going to hit somebody, right? If they just ran out, even if you didn't have time. Because it happened so quickly that you would hit the brakes afterwards, though, pretty hard, right? You're still going to hit the brakes to get stopped. I don't know. It's very strange.
But I could see a teenage guy sleeping through a car stopping.
Well,
you know,
could, yeah.
I could just see it. To me, the fact that he slept through it, that's not weird. The part that's weird to me is the guy didn't wake him up.
Well, but
he wasn't so over the top and yelling that it would have woke him up.
But I think there would have been a much bigger slam on the brake.
If it had ever even happened. My point is, I don't think it ever really happened.
See, that's why I'm with you on this, because I think I think even if the thing ran out, he hits it, doesn't have time to hit the brake, he is then going to hit it, right? The brake, pretty hard.
And it could have just been he'd been up so long, too much stress, he had a weird hallucination or something.
Quaaludes.
Back in the day. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't doing something.
Mike, I'm just teasing. But I just think that sleep can do very strange things to you. Deprivation is what I mean by that. Though a dream could too. But like sleep deprivation can really make you hallucinate.
Yeah. I just find the whole thing kind of strange.
Like, when we were teenagers, we used to stay up for hours and hours and get really giddy and dumb. And I'm just wondering if he had been so stressed with the parents, so stressed with all this stuff. They're going on this road trip to Taco John's somewhere.
I don't think that was the destination. It sure sounded good at the moment.
We are freaking going to Taco John's.
Don't they have the funny taco there or something? Yeah. It's so good.
You just try to stop me. I'm going to Taco John's.
It just sounds I'm going to smoke some weed in the parking lot of Taco John's and think about the fight I got in with my parents.
That sounds like such a teenage thing to do, though.
I just think the whole thing's like, and maybe he sold a truck. You know, there could have been something else that happened. Like, he could have murdered somebody in the truck, and that's really what he was upset about. And that's really why he sold the truck.
Maybe he really did hit somebody with
the truck. There could have been all kinds of other reasons the guy sold the truck.
No, I don't know.
Transmission could have gone out. I don't know.
Well, he said they're still friends today and everything. But I just wonder if it was more of just a sleep deprivation thing that, you know, he's like falling asleep at the wheel and, you know, maybe a shadow jumps out, you know, something, and I don't know.
Saw someone and you like kind of quietly come to stop and hit him and kind of quiet way because Jim's asleep.
Exactly. And
so you kind of hit him and you're like, you get ready to yell, but you look at Jim and you're like, shh, I'm gonna get out of my car. Go see if he's still alive. And then you get out of your car and you're like,
I'll check first. And then if there's trouble, I'll
and then you see that demon-y thing and you're like, you go to scream, but you can't scream.
Yeah.
So you get back in the car quietly.
But Jim looks so peaceful that you don't want to wake him up.
He's sound asleep.
He probably thought this guy can sleep through anything, even hitting a demon in the middle of the road.
He might not even know that there are no batteries in the Walkman. He's so asleep. I need batteries fast. And then that's when he got pulled over. It's because he's like, I got to get the batteries.
I'm going to go with Mike had sleep deprivation and kind of had a hallucination.
I'm going to go with there was some added smoking weed at the Taco John's parking lot that never got mentioned or something stronger. I'm not sure, but it added with his sleep deprivation.
But Jim got a good night's rest.
Thank God. So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in. 855-853-4802 or write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.